My name is Duncan McKendrick. I live in Kirkcaldy, Fife in Scotland. We have a son, Cameron, who will be 19 in July. Abel liaises with Cameron and Cameron's supporters, and his team that he chose help him to get out and socialise.
You say he chose his team.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come about?
Enable advertised for supporters for Cameron. Then Cameron interviewed all the members and chose which members of the team he wanted. Cameron went out with two at a time, and went out for a meal and a drink and talked to them, and they put their sort of case forward. I think there was only one person he didn't choose. I don't know, just sort of did not develop a rapport with that one person. It's very, very important with Cameron that he goes out with somebody who he can relate to, because for 3 years he didn't speak to anyone but his mum.
My name's Caelan Isbett, and I'm a support worker for Cameron. Basically, I work with Cameron out in the community, and what we do is we introduce Cameron to new activities and we work towards outcomes that he wants to achieve. So, for example, travelling independently on the bus. So when we're out, we'll try and get buses, places, trains, rather than using the car, so that he can gradually build himself up to being able to do that by himself without having to have me there, sort of thing. And it's various things we work on. So, for example, we work on travel, money, general day-to-day things like being able to go to the shop and know what he needs to get, and just typical things like that, as well as fun things. We'll go out shopping to Edinburgh, we'll go to museums, do sports, things like that. Just really introducing him as much as possible to being able to do things by himself and with friends. So some weeks we have a list of things we have to do, such as going to the shops to pick up milk and bread. And other weeks it could be that he's had a really busy week and he's tired and he just wants to chill out, so we'll go for a walk somewhere. When we come home, again, we have sort of maybe 10 up to half an hour sometimes of just talking to mum and dad, letting them know how Cameron's been, him putting his input as to whether he enjoyed an activity, if it's a new one. So sometimes he won't say to me when we're out, "I didn't enjoy that," but the minute he gets home, he'll quite happily say to mum, "I'm not doing that again." And that gives him a chance to get that across as well, because he's not comfortable saying one-to-one, "I don't like something." So it gives him this opportunity to say, "I didn't actually like that," in a place where he feels comfortable. Then we fill in our paperwork, which is just varies, obviously. But with Cameron, it's a sheet of paper where we'll say what we've done, how it went. So, for example, if anything happened that didn't work, and then any other comments. So if there happens to be something that's been bothering him, that gives us a chance to put that down, so that the next person in can look at that before they go out and say, "Right, okay, so this has been bothering him," so they know that they can talk to him about it, or he didn't do very well with his money today, so they know that that's something they maybe need to work on a little bit more. Like I say, it tends to be once a week I'll be with him, and then obviously repeat it the next week. Occasionally I'll be in later on in the week, and it's pretty much the same idea with go through that routine of seeing how things are, going out for the day, coming back, and again seeing how things are after that. I think it works quite well, but you have to have a good team built around that. You have to have a team that understand Cameron and his needs, that get on with the family. The worst scenario you could be in is where there's no communication between the family and the support worker. They need to know they can trust us. We make sure they can contact us at any point we're on shift. We can contact them at any point. The whole team has contacts for each other, and so there's constant communication. But I think it's really important that you've got that, because without it, it would just fall apart and it wouldn't work. And especially when you're working on outcomes, if I'm working on something and it doesn't work, there's no point in Hannah coming in and doing the exact same thing. We do have quite a small team of about four or five people who work with Cameron on a regular basis, and we're all in constant communication with each other. If any of us notice anything that doesn't seem quite right, we're straight in touch with the family to let them know. They'll let us know any concerns that any of the other support workers had, but we'll also let each other know.
How does it feel doing this kind of support work?
I absolutely love it. I wouldn't change it. It's not something that I thought I wanted to do when I first started, to be honest, but now I wouldn't change it at all. I absolutely love my job.
What's so good about it then?
seeing people making differences in their life and becoming more able to do things. Like, I've worked with Cameron from very early days when he started getting support, and the difference in him is great, being able to be there when he does something for the first time and you can see the excitement on his face, and being able to say to mum and dad, oh, we managed to do this today, is the best feeling in the world.